Our influence is a power for good or for evil. July 22. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. True Christians will have an experience like that of Christ in the wilderness of temptation, especially those who engage in rescuing souls from the snares of Satan. They will meet the assaults of the enemy of all righteousness, and as Christ overcame, so may they overcome through His grace. Christians should not feel that they are abandoned of God because they are subjected to sore temptations. If they remain unshaken by the temptations, Satan will leave them, and angels will minister to them as they did to Jesus. There is no comfort equal to that which Christians enjoy when the tempted soul has patiently suffered and Satan has been vanquished. They have borne witness for Jesus, relying wholly upon the Word of God, it is written, and thus have resisted every advance of Satan, till they have beaten him back and gained the victory. Let us in no case depreciate people because they are severely tempted and the billows seem to go over their head. We must remember that Jesus was sorely tempted in all points like as we are, so that he might succor all who should be tempted. We all have a personal influence. Our words and actions leave an indelible impress. It is our duty to live, not for self but for the good of others, to be controlled not by feelings, but by principle. We should consider that our influence is a power for good or for evil. We are either a light to cheer or a tempest to destroy. The law of God requires that we love one another as we love ourselves. Then every power and action of the mind must be put forth to that end, to do the greatest amount of good. How pleasing to the giver for us to hold the royal gifts of the soul so that they shall tell with power upon others. They are the connecting link between God and humans, and reveal the Spirit of Christ and the attributes of heaven. The power of holiness, seen but not boasted of, speaks more eloquently than the most able sermons. It speaks of God and opens to men and women their duty more powerfully than mere words can do.